Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me again. And, Coach, another week. Here we are. I go back to your press conference last week. Welcome to November. It's football season. That's a tough grind-out win for your football team this past Sunday against Washington.
Yeah, it was. Fortunately, we were able to get off to a good start. We had a great first drive, and then, with the turnovers, the onside kick, whatever, we had the ball out in the first quarter, had some good opportunities, and we were able to play the game from ahead, and that certainly helped us. You know, the running game was productive, and had some turnovers on defense, and we were able to, you know, for the most part, keep them off the scoreboard, you know, 3 points there till the end of the game. So, you know, it was good overall team victory. A lot of guys stepped up. We had some players that didn't play in the game, lost a couple guys during the game, but we had good, good contributions from a lot of different people that maybe weren't normally in those roles.
Yeah, and you had some guys that really responded, you know, when you guys kind of tightened things up in that second half. And you mentioned some guys went down, especially a guy like Deion Lewis. He's been having a heck of a year for you guys, real dynamic player. And given his not situation on the team, but how he has fought to come back, he's had several injuries in his career. Tough break for him.
Yeah, it sure is. Nobody's worked harder than Deion, and, we'll miss him, but I thought Brandon Bolden stepped in there and did a good job for us, and obviously LG carried the mail, the bulk of the game. So, that was good too.
When Brandon does that double move and catches a touchdown, does he ask for more? Like, hey, I can catch the ball now. You know,
all the backs want it, all the receivers want it. We only got one ball; everybody wants it.
All right, when you put a guy on injured reserve, a lot of fans want to know, like, what's the process you go through? Okay, we understand. Okay, he's designated for IR. You then meet with Nick, and then there's a whole different set of circumstances because everybody thinks, okay, running back's on injured reserve, you need to get a running back in. That's not the case, is it?
Well, in terms of putting a player on injured reserve, we, of course, talk to the medical staff and, you know, go through the analysis of his injury or his situation, whatever it happens to be, talk to the player and, you know, explain to him what the situation is and what he can do or what the next steps are in terms of rehabilitation or whatever it happens to be. And then, if we have that roster spot available, like on an IR move, then between myself, the staff, Nick and his staff, we look at our options of, you know, how to fill that spot. Maybe it's a player we have, maybe it's a player we don't have, maybe it's a combination of players that we want to look at, maybe on the practice squad, and then make a determination as to which one would be the best and most helpful guy to add to the roster. So it's really a combination of things that go into that process.
And here you are, you know, 9-10 weeks into the season. You know, this is the reason you signed certain guys during the offseason, the team building process, though not that you could always forecast, you know, what the situation's going to be, but it's kind of this point in the year where you got to believe in these are the guys we got, this is who we drafted, this is why we signed guys to build the team this way.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the players that are with you, you know, have an important role in that, whether they're maybe they weren't active or maybe they're on the practice squad, but they have an important role. There are some circumstances where you just don't have that player or the player that you need available in that group and in your depth. And so you have to go outside to get it. So it can be a combination of those things. But the players that you have on your team that don't play, whether they're inactive or practice squad, they're probably the most important people in that conversation, but again, depending on the situation of the guy, there could be other influences too.
Okay, on to the New York Giants. Obviously, each team is different year to year. Your team adjusts year to year, but there's one constant on your team. You're the head coach. You got a pretty good quarterback that's been doing it for a while. You look at the Giants and struggles against them in the past. There's Tom Coughlin. There's Eli Manning. It's kind of a same dynamic you have going on here, fair to say?
Yes, it is. That's been consistent, but you know, the Giants have a lot of new players. I think over half their team is new to their roster from 2014. We have a lot of new players and a lot of things have changed, so I'm not sure that the previous games really have much bearing on what's going to happen on Sunday. I think Sunday's game will be determined by the team that prepares the best and plays the best on Sunday afternoon. So that's really what we're shooting for, is, you know, everything's focused on this game, this performance, and not too much in the past or in the future, for that matter.
When you talk to your football team and you address them regarding the Giants, when you flip on the tape, what is the one common thing when you see Tom Coughlin-type coach teams? What's the one thing you tell your team?
Well, I think what we see this year is defensively a lot of turnovers. They lead the league in turnovers, so that's been a big part of how they've won. They've also, you know, they've won four games with a significant advantage in time of possession, and the four games they've lost, they haven't had that. So, you know, their ability to possess the ball and score their points, but also turn the ball over and turn those into defensive touchdowns or special teams touchdowns, you know, those are big factors in this game too. So we're going to have to do a good job in all those areas.
Offensively, when you look at them, are there West Coast-type offense layers to what they're doing now? Is there something different?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you've seen that the last couple of years. You know, Manning's completion percentage is the highest that it was ever, you know, the highest in his career was last year, and it's even higher than that this year. He doesn't take very many sacks. The ball comes out quickly. He gets the ball to his playmakers. He does a good job of using all the receivers, the backs, the tight ends, the wideouts, and all the guys at that position to handle the ball. So, you know, he gets it to who's open, lets that guy make plays. They're good in terms of running after catch and breaking tackles and that type of thing. So I'd say all those West Coast elements, you see that in the Giants' offense.
I'm sure tackling's a big theme this week, right?
Absolutely. Right. Yes, sir.
Good stuff. Time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Tom in Falmouth, and I think I talked to you about this after the game last week. When you have as many injuries as you do, especially across the front, you're shuffling guys, does that all of a sudden shrink your game plan, your protections, you know, and the adjustments that you did make in that second half last week?
Sure. Yeah, I think anytime you know you lose experienced players at a certain position, then you know you need to do what your players can do. And if they don't have a lot of experience in doing some of those things, it's hard to feel like you're going to go out there and do them at a very high level, which is what we need to do. We need to perform at a high level no matter what the plays are. So I think that's definitely something you've got to consider. I mean, we just can't go out there and do one thing all day, but we've got to have, you know, some kind of versatility and variety and balance, but we've got to be able to do what we can do, and that may not be everything that, that an experienced player who's played multiple years in the same system can do. So, sure.
Great answer. Okay, if you want to ask the coach a question like Tom did, you got to follow the team on Twitter at Patriots, hashtag it, ask BB. Bellastrader with the Giants, what are we going to look at?
Those Giants defensive touchdowns.
All right, that's pick sixes and all that stuff. We don't want any of those. All right, Coach, sit tight. Coach will be back later in the show with the Bellastrader. But first, more of All Access right after this.